Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for, obviously, the net number 376 for March 10th, 2025. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause for about 10 seconds now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items that we like to hear from check-ins. If you don't have an SDF username yet, well, get one. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour UTC, GMT, Zulu, whatever, on Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink Conference. And we would like to thank Michael, November Zero, Victor Zulu Charlie, for continuing to support the TechLink Conference and letting us use it for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be associated with the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions. And so this week the topic is, how should I say this? This Tuesday, our local club will have its monthly meeting, and I kind of volunteered to give a brief presentation on how to use Echolink. We have a repeater that is Echolink enabled, so I'll mostly be explaining how to use touchtones and so forth to use the repeater to connect to Echolink nodes. But I'll also be talking a little bit about downloading the app and registering your call sign and so forth. And so what my question is, what topics or what bits of information do you think it would be important for me to cover to hams who have never used Echolink before, or maybe who have used it but have only scratched the surface of its capability? So think about what topics I should cover for Echolink. Now, let me reset the repeater. I'm going to run down the list of call signs that I see on the dashboard here. I just saw one come back here. Okay. Right, so I see PY2BIL, KD9NDJ, N4RNW, KF6GPE, and KQ4 Oscar Uniform X-Ray. And I'm not sure, but I think that last one might be one that I haven't seen before. Oh, maybe not. All right, I can't find it in my log there. So Kilo, Quebec, 4, Oscar, Uniform, X-Ray. I think you're new here, so I hope I explained enough here to get you started with us here. Yeah, welcome to our net here. You're on my list along with all those other stations, and I'm going to go run down the list now, give everyone a chance to speak. I'm a little flustered today, don't know why. All right. First on my list is PY2BIL.
Hi, everyone. This is PY2BIL. Nice to be here again. Sort of missed the topic. Sorry, I was distracted with something else here. So let me know if there was anything special for today. Back to you, Wayne.
Okay. The topic is that on Tuesday I'm supposed to give a miniature. I'm not the sole program for the meeting, but I'm going to be kind of a sideshow. So I don't need like a whole hour, but I probably need, you know, like 10 or 15 minutes of material explaining or describing or coaching our local hams in using Echolink, both the smartphone or PC app, or using our repeater, which is Echolink enabled, via touch tone. So my question is what points or topics should I be sure to cover when explaining or describing Echolink to hams who've never used it, or maybe only used it very briefly and didn't really explore all the things you can do with it. So that's kind of what the topic is today. I'll let you ruminate about that, Guillermo, and I'll call on you again later after you've had a time to think about it. Next on my list is KD9NBJ.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the group. This is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. My SDF username is KDB. Echolink is pretty easy. I should think you'd be able to cover it in 15 minutes. You download the software, and you've got to hook it up to your, you've got to have Wi-Fi going or some kind of internet connection. I'm glad to hear that the Echolink is still happening on K9CU. I haven't used it for a while. It's a good way to get in there because you get to the top of the queue. That's the way that net works. Anyway, this is KD9NBJ, back to the net.
Okay. Yeah, what Ken is referring to there is our club. This is our club repeater, Kilo 9 Charlie uniform, the VHF repeater. And we have a net on there every Thursday night at 9 p.m. And the script that the net control uses each week calls for asking for Echolink check-in first. It's kind of like when you're boarding an airplane, an airline, and they give preference to people in wheelchairs or you know, need assistance and so forth. And so so we have this priority for Echolink check-ins. You know, if you use Echolink to connect to our repeater to check into our net, then you get to check in first. So I think that explains that. Probably beating a dead horse even. Right. Next on my list is N4RNW.
Well, hello, Wayne, and everybody else listening. N4RNW here in sunny southwest Florida, Fort Myers. Beautiful day today. This is what all the snowbirds want when they come down here this time of year, February, March, really. Echolink is good, and I don't have anything to contribute to that. But other than that, I'm just going to be listening and learning. So back to you, Wayne, N4RNW. Oh, by the way, on Friday night's net, Reg announced that it was his birthday. So if he pops in here, we might wish him a happy birthday. So back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Yeah, thanks, Harold. And also VK2HJQ, John, it was also his birthday. So, yeah, either one of them, if they show up, harass them. okay, so thank you, Harold. Next on my list is KF6GPE.
Good evening, Wayne and Annette. Let's see here. SDF login is my call sign, KF6GPE. The name is Ray, and I'm in Boulder Creek, which is between Silicon Valley and Santa Cruz. Yeah, I think talking about Echolink would be a good topic for sort of a short presentation. The one thing that comes to mind is you might want to call out Echolink for web for macOS users, because the Windows app is a lot more full-featured than what's available in the App Store for Macintosh. That kind of threw me for a loop. I was trying to get it on my Mac recently. It looks like they just ported over to the iOS application dropped on the Mac. So you can't do things like record or any of the other stuff. I don't know if you can do that with a web app either. But to sort of warn people, if they want all those extra features, they better be prepared to either have a Windows PC or Windows emulation like Parallels or VMware or something like that. But that's something that comes to mind, KF6GPE.
Okay, that's a good point, because I know that SMJ had issues with Echolink because he wanted to do it on a Mac or on Linux, and they both had, Echolink was not well supported on either of those platforms. Let me make sure that I'm understanding what you're saying there, that Echolink for Mac is like a second-class citizen, and if you really want to explore all the things that you can do with Echolink, you'll need to either do it on a Windows PC or on a cell phone or in a virtual machine emulating Windows.
That's affirmative, yes, and I think actually the best path would be a virtual machine on Windows.
Okay, thanks, Ray. And next on my list is the newcomer, I think, Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Uniform X-Ray.
Good evening, everybody on the net. Yeah, like I said, I've been using Echolink for a while. The only thing that I'm finding is the inner workings of Echolink. I'm trying to delete the things I can favorite. After I'm done using the favorites, I want to take some of the favorites out, and there's no way that I can see on how you can delete anything in Echolink other than, you know, going out and rebooting the whole new program over again. That's the only question I think that I have right now. And this is KQ4OUX Vince, and I am in Columbus, North Carolina.
Are you looking at your let's back up here. Are you running the Windows app?
Yeah, I've got the Windows app, like I said, and right now I'm on the little iPad, like I said, and it's with the Windows. I know Apple doesn't really operate that well, so I didn't put Apple in, but I do have it on Windows, and it works, you know, extremely well.
Okay, well, the Apple iPad connection there bothers me there. So what I'm about to say may not help you, but I currently have on my Windows Echolink app, I have it set on the favorites display. And I just tried it very quickly. I did a right click on one of the nodes that are listed in my favorites. And when I right click, one of the options that pops up is delete. Now, I didn't try clicking on that to see if it would really remove it from my favorites list, but I really expect that that's exactly what would happen. So does your display sound like that? Does it show all of the stations that are the nodes that are in your favorites, and can you right-click on one of them and see if delete is one of the options?
You know, I haven't tried that, but I do have it also on Windows 11 on my laptop here, and what I'll probably do is I'll probably delete it from that, and automatically it'll pick it up on the other app, like I said, because all my apps are kind of interlinked, so I'll do it that way there. But that was a good information there, like I said. I never thought about going to my Windows 11 and deleting it from that point there. So that's going to be the way I'm going to delete everything I don't want in there, like I said, because, like you said, I've got a lot of favorites in there and a lot of contacts in there, and I like to delete a lot of them because, you know, I'm just not using them any longer. And I wanted to, you know, put some new ones in, but, you know, you got a clutter work going on where you get, you know, maybe 60 or 70 of them in, and you kind of want to start deleting some of them.
Oh, yeah, I understand entirely. My favorites list contains maybe 7 nodes, so it's very manageable. If I had 60 or 70, that would be something else. So good luck. I hope it works out for you there. All right. So let's see. I think everyone has had a chance to speak. Now it's time. Well, let's go back to PY2BIL, Guillermo.
Yeah, this is PY2BIL, Guillermo, based out of São Paulo, Brazil, SDF, username G Canary. So yeah, I made the connection when you refreshed that. I heard you mentioning that, but I wasn't sure if that was the topic of the day. So it was. So, yeah, I guess everything that was said is valuable input there. I will really start with explaining the benefits of Echolink, and that it interconnects really RF with these other devices, right? So that nobody thinks this is just a PC-to-PC or a phone-to-phone kind of voice over IP application, right? It's really interconnecting repeaters, right, and you can get on it from there, as you plan to explain. So topology, I think, is a key element there. So otherwise, I agree with everything else. And since you don't have a full session with everybody, I think you have enough there to cover that. So that's all I have for the topic. I have a later check-in to mention something, but for now, I give it back to you. This is PY2BIL, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. Good to see you here again. And that reminds me, I forget the name, the current developer of Echolink, he gave a presentation to an Australian ham club. It was like a 45-minute or 60-minute Zoom presentation, and it's available on YouTube. So if we ever wanted to have a full meeting presentation about Echolink, that's probably one of the places I would go to. He covered a lot of the background about Echolink, and I would recommend it. If you go to youtube.com and search for Echolink, let me see if I've got, if I've made a bookmark of it here. Jonathan Taylor, K1RFD. That's the person that I was trying to remember there. I don't have the actual link there, but you know, if you really want to see the link, I can dig that up and put it in the chat. Which reminds me, I haven't said anything in the chat. So let's get that started so that it's not empty. All right, so everybody's had a chance to speak, so this is the part of the net where we come around and see if anyone wants to recheck or expand upon what they said before. So please call now if you want to.
PY2BIL, as mentioned before, check-in.
Go ahead, Guillermo.
Yeah, so it's actually a recheck. Sorry about that. So, wanted just to mention that I probably mentioned here that I bought a report about the state of the Brazilian amateur radio operators in the country, right? And that report was featured this week in the Amateur Radio Newsline. You probably are familiar with that. That's audio feed that gets sent out every Friday, right? So it was mentioned there. It made the top story of the week. I'm dropping a link there in the chat in case somebody wants to hear that. So that was pretty exciting for me. So that's all I wanted to mention. So back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BIL.
Ah, yes. I read the report on that survey, and I know it's one thing that I wasn't sure about. You have like Class A, Class B, and Class C licenses in Brazil, and I wasn't sure which one was the more advanced one. And I'm thinking, is Class A the advanced one, and Class C is the entry level, or is it the other way around?
Yeah, Class C is the entry class, technician equivalent. Class B is the general equivalent, and Class A is the extra one. So, yeah, that's how it works down here. Back to you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, there's some interesting things in there about, geographic distribution and age distribution and so on. That was a very good survey and very good report on it. And, yes, we do AR Newsline on our Thursday night net. In fact, that's my job. I download the Newsline every week, and on the following Thursday, I upload the Newsline into our local repeater during the part of the net that is reserved for Newsline. So, yes, I do that. I've been doing it every week now for a couple of years, I think. So, thank you for that heads up there. I'll be looking forward to listening to it on this Thursday. I think I see a new call sign pop up here. Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha has joined us. And for your benefit, I will say that what the topic of this week is in describing Echolink to hams who are not really familiar with it, what points would you emphasize? What things are important to relay to new users of Echolink? That's what the topic has been. I have to give a short presentation on Echolink at our club meeting this following Tuesday, 2 days from now. So, VU2, MDA, you have the floor.
AB9FJ, Mr. Ryan, a good evening to you. A good evening to America, Canada, UK. Good morning, Australia, Japan, Philippines, finally, good morning, India. Thank you very much, sir, for letting me in for regular check-in on this Echolink digital platform on Echolink. Good morning here in India, Indian Standard Time, around nearing 6 a.m. Monday morning. Monday morning, 6 a.m. Hopefully a wonderful day, wonderful week ahead here in India. And as such, I am in walking mode, sir, walking mode, due to my speedy walking, as usual, my brakes are ups and down. Apologies for that. WS here, breezy morning, cool and comfortable, much supporting for me for making my walking session comfortably. After that, going to do some breathing exercises like pranayam, bhastika, short kriya, those I have learned from my Guruji, Sri Sri Ravi Sangharji, from the Art of Living platform, Art of Living platform from Bangalore City. Here my sandal sound are Zero Oscar Uniform November Delta Alpha Romeo. Soundar is my handle, operating from the city of Coimbatore in South India, from Coimbatore in South India. All of you coming here, 59 blastings are thundering like local station in my location. All going good here, sir, going good. Hopefully a wonderful week ahead. Likewise, you are enjoying a weekend there in US and rest of the planet. At about Echolink, is a wonderful platform, digital platform for communicating each other, as well as through clubs, repeater stations linked all over. That wonderful platform for using all, making easy contacts throughout the globe. Yeah, without this Echolink digital platform, I am also unable to have this enjoyable queue, so with US hams and Australian hams too. Nothing much particular in my side, sir. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity for having this check-in on Echolink digital platform today. Kind permission, I would like to say my 73 stone and all the mic back to net control from Victor Uniform to Mike Delta Alpha Sounder from India. Standing by, as well as walking by, sir.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us, Soundar, and good hearing from you. So I think I have given everyone at least one chance. So again, we're in up to about 28 minutes here, and I'm probably overdue for saying that I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet on the Sierra Delta Foxtrot Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. So at this point, let's do one more call for rechecks before we close out the net. So I guess this might be final call. So if you want to expand upon what you said before, or if you have a question or a comment, anything like that, please call now. Okay, I think that means that we're ready to close things out here. So let's see. Do I have any announcements or anything here? I'm pleased to note that everybody seemed to be, I don't know, what's the word I'm going to say, aware of the time zone change here in the United States, or is it North America or just the U.S.? I think it's U.S. and Canada. I don't know if Mexico does this, but anyway, yeah, we sprung forward last night, I guess we did not get a lot of confusion about that. Anyway, where am I? I think this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, let's call it 0030. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everyone. We'll look for you next week.